Music with Meaning presents The Journey South.
Virginia, Mr. McDougal is telling me that it's a mild winter compared to last year. Mr. McDougal, are you finished checking the engine yet?
Just about, Yalimer.
Do you honestly think that this car will make it all the way to Miami? It's over 2,000 miles, you know.
Oh, yes, 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 I think you'll make it. How long do you think it'll take you to get down there, Reverend?
Well, if we travel 10 hours a day at an average of, let's say, 20 miles per hour, we should make it in 2 weeks.
Ah, good, good. Well, that will give plenty of time for your trunk full of summer clothes to arrive, if I send it off on the next train.
Here are the pots and pans, dear, and the rest of the camping equipment.
Thank you, sweetheart. Who could ever have imagined that a little rich girl like you would become a camping missionary? Oh, David, are Nina and Yama ready to go?
Yes, Dad. Mr. McDougal, here's the honey that you asked for.
Oh, thank you very much, David.
Daddy, is there anything else that I can... Mr. McDougal, what are you doing?
Well, David, I'm mixing honey in with the water here in the radiator.
Why are you doing that?
Ah, you see. It's a little trick that Mr. McDougal knows. You see, honey, it has a lower freezing temperature than the water. So it helps to keep the water in the radiator from freezing up.
Okay, children, get in the car.
I'm ready. Me too.
Virginia! Virginia!
Coming, dear. Just checking to see if we have everything. Mr. McDougal, you'll be sure to remember to send our summer clothes, won't you?
Oh, yes, Virginia, don't you worry. Yalmer and I have already discussed it, and it should be in the train station by the time you arrive.
Thank you so much, Mr. McDougal, for all of your help.
Oh, yes, God bless you, Mr. McDougal. We'll write you as soon as we get to Florida.
I'll have a nice trip, and I'm sure you're going to love it down there in the sunny south.
Bye-bye! Goodbye!
Now go with us, precious Savior, as we journey on our way. Keep our tires and that's our engine. Be now with us all the way.
Here we go, children.
Precious God, bless the guide. Without thee we dare not ride. Precious God, bless the guide. We are safe when by thy side.
Daddy, how far have we traveled?
If you look at the map, David, we started out here at the southern part of Hudson Bay, way up here in Canada, and now we're in this city here, Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States.
Yama, should we start looking for a campground before it gets too late?
Well, dear, why don't we stay at one of those cozy, nice old tourist homes out in the country?
Oh, could we, dear?
Yes, why not? We've been traveling and camping for about a week, and I think that we need a good rest. Well, what do you think, Virginia? This looks like a nice place to stop.
Daddy, this looks like somebody's home, more than a hotel.
Well, David, it is someone's home. It's an old mansion that they've turned into a tourist home for weary travelers like us who can't afford a hotel. Shall we go in?
There's your double bed. And if you open these curtains like this, then there's a beautiful view. I'll just open these windows for you. And in the room over here, there are beds for your children. And down the hall is the bathroom. Is there anything else?
Yes. What time is breakfast?
Oh, yes. Breakfast is at 7. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, children. Let's get ready for bed.
I'll go down and bring the bags up.
The children were so tired. They fell asleep right away. Dear, you look so tired too. You must be exhausted from all that driving.
What's that, dear?
Oh, I was just looking over the telegram again from the director of the Missionary Alliance. You know, dear, it looks like a pretty tough situation awaiting us in Florida, having to replace a pastor that refuses to resign his post.
Well, Virginia, the reports say that the church that he's in charge of has been led astray by his bad example, and it seems that he's more interested in the people's money than meeting their spiritual needs.
You'd think everyone would see through such a man.
Well, we'll just have to trust the Lord that he'll expose the situation to the people when we get there.
It certainly doesn't sound like the ideal way to introduce yourself to a new congregation. But the Lord's ways aren't our ways, and I'm sure he has a plan.
Good night, dear.
Good night.
Or mountain, or plain, or sea, I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be.
Okay, children, get in the car. We've still got a long way to go.
Coming, Daddy. David.
That was a real treat staying there. And the rooms were only $1 for all of us.
Do you realize we had ham and eggs, hot biscuits and jam, all for 25 cents? I tell you, one of those breakfasts is enough to keep you going all day.
Since we arrived in Florida, it seems to really be heating up quite a bit.
Yes, and the radiator's heating up as well. I think we'd better pull over and let it cool off.
There's a gas station right up there on the left.
May I help you, sir?
Yes, I seem to be having some problems with the radiator overheating. Could you please check it for me?
Sure, right away.
Daddy, I'm hot. Could we get out of the car for a while?
Okay, but don't go too far.
Hey, young man, watch out! Virginia, children, look out!
Mom, look!
Are you okay, young man?
Yes, sir.
What happened, Daddy?
The water in the radiator got so hot, the steam built up and it blew the radiator cap completely off.
Thank the Lord no one was hurt.
Oh, yes. Well, as soon as it cools off, we'll be on our way again.
Yalmer, we're making so much noise with this camping equipment and pots and pans hanging on the car that everyone's staring at us. Isn't there something we can do?
Well, we can pull over at this little roadside restaurant and fix it, and maybe we can get something to eat, too.
That was nice, stopping to eat. I feel really refreshed. Think we should...
Mommy! Look at the car!
What is it, David?
Look at the car! It's covered with flies!
Well, you see we're in the tropics now. Why aren't there on any of the other cars?
Oh, no! It's the honey!
The honey?
Yes, you remember when the radiator boiled over at that gas station and blew the water all over the car?
But what does that have to do with flies being on the car?
Before we left Canada, Mr. McDougal put honey in the radiator so that the water wouldn't freeze.
Oh, dear.
I'll ask the restaurant owner for a fly swatter.
Well, thank you, sweetheart, but I think we'll need a bucket of water to get it off. Well, children, this is Miami.
Look at all the palm trees. They're beautiful.
Is the ocean far from here?
Oh, no, not far at all.
Mommy, I'm so hot with these winter clothes on.
Yes, sweetheart, I think we all are. Yama, before we go to see Pastor Wilson, could we go to the train station to pick up our trunk of summer clothes?
Okay, let's do that.
Now, let's see here. Yep, we have a large trunk in the name of Brandt, come all the way from Owentown, Canada.
Oh, yes, that's ours.
That'll be $9.94.
$9? $2.94. Are you sure?
Yep, that's what it says right here on the ticket.
I'll be right back. Virginia.
Yama, what's wrong? Didn't the trunk arrive?
Oh, it's here all right, but it costs $9.94.
$9.94? But Yama, we only have $10 left.
I know that, sweetheart.
Oh, Mother, please can we get the summer clothes? It's so hot.
Yes, please, can we, Mother?
Well, children, you'll have to understand. If we get the clothes, we won't have money to buy food tomorrow. So you'll just have to make the choice between buying food and getting the summer clothes.
Please, let's have the clothes.
Please, let's have the clothes.
Virginia, don't you think maybe we should...
Yama, the Lord will supply.
Okay, I'll go get the trunk. Pastor Wilson, they're here. The Brandt family's here.
Well, look at that. Looks like a bunch of gospel bums.
Well, gospel bums or no, I've heard she's a great woman of God. Why did you know that she was raised up from her deathbed when it looked like...
Yes, thank you. I know that story.
And, Pastor Wilson, you know, people say that she has the gift of healing, too?
Well, if she has the gift of healing, it looks like she ought to start with that car of hers. Looks a little sick.
Shall we go out and greet them?
No. You go ahead, Perkins. I'll see them later in church.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brandt?
Oh, Pastor Wilson?
Oh, no. I'm Mr. Perkins. I'm just one of the church deacons.
Is Pastor Wilson here?
Well, he couldn't make it right now. How do you like your new place?
Oh, it looks lovely.
Right this way, and I'll show you around.
Children, it's time to wake up.
Good morning, Daddy.
Morning.
And when you're dressed, can you please come into the living room?
David, I'm really hungry.
Me too, Nina. Are you hungry, Yama?
Of course I am. But we better not say anything, remember? Mother asked us which one we wanted, our summer clothes or food.
Good morning, Mother.
Good morning, children. Children, has the Lord ever failed to supply anything that we ever needed?
No.
God said in His Word that He would supply all of our needs. So let's pray now for a miracle. So, Lord Jesus, you know how hot it is and how we needed our summer clothes. But now we haven't any money to buy food and we're hungry. So please, Lord, do a miracle. And help us somehow to get something to eat. In Jesus' name, Amen.
So now all we need to do is keep on believing God answers prayer.
Keep on believing He's still up there. Sorrows and troubles will soon disappear. Nothing can harm you when Jesus is near. Keep on believing the storm will pass. Look for the rainbow, 'twill come at last.
Now, who could that be?
I'll go and see. Yes?
Good morning, Mrs. Brandt.
Oh, Mr. Perkins.
Good morning, Mrs. Brandt. Did you sleep well?
Yes, we did, thank you.
I don't know. It may seem kind of funny. Maybe you got lots of money, I don't know. But when I was praying this morning when I got up, I felt I should come over here and give you this $10.
Oh, thank you.
Praise the Lord.
We were just praying that the Lord would somehow help us to get something to eat. We only had 6 cents left and you came just in time.
Well, I'm so happy to know that I heard from the Lord. Mrs. Brandt, will we be seeing you at church later?
Mr. Perkins, did Pastor Wilson announce to the congregation that we were coming today?
Well, not exactly. He did mention something to me. Well... He didn't have much good to say about you and your healing ministry. In fact, Pastor Wilson doesn't seem to believe that God can still heal people. You see, things have gotten into pretty bad shape at the church, and a lot of people stopped coming, and to tell you the truth, your coming down here is a real answer to prayer.
Well, Mr. Perkins, God gets His greatest victories out of seeming defeat. Anyway, thank you so much for the gift of $10.
Yes, Mr. Perkins, God bless you. We'll see you at the church later.
All right. Bye-bye.
You may say to yourselves, Pastor Wilson is wearing a fine suit, drives a fine car, lives in luxury. But one must realize that as I represent this church, I must also be a shining example of God's blessing upon a dedicated servant. So remember that when you give, you are not giving to me, but you are giving to God. So reach deep into those pockets, and you'll receive the blessing of the Lord.
Virginia, he's done nothing but talk about money for nearly the whole service.
We really need to pray that the Lord will have his way.
Now, I think these folks sitting up here have something to say. To tell you the truth, I don't know them any better than you do, but they're here. We've heard that she's a woman preacher, and since it seems they don't have enough money to be able to go anywhere else, I guess we'll let her speak.
Dear Jesus, help us now. Lord, we believe that you sent us here and know that we're in your will. So show thy mighty hand, vindicate thy servant, and prove to these people that you are with us.
God bless you all. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Virginia Brandt, and this is my husband, Yama. And these are our three children, Yama Jr., David, and
Mrs. Brandt. Mrs. Brandt?
Virginia, look.
Oh, Mrs. Brandt, please help me.
What's wrong, my dear?
It's my little baby. She's 6 months old, but she's never been able to see. The doctors say there's nothing wrong with her eyes, but her eyelids are paralyzed. And she's never been able to open them. I heard how the Lord healed you, Mrs. Brandt, and how you were raised up from your deathbed, and Mr. Perkins told me you were going to be here this morning, and I had to come. Oh, please, Mrs. Brandt, please help my little baby.
Lord Jesus, we know that the day of miracles is not past. We believe your word, Lord, and you said, these signs shall follow them who believe in me. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Bring the baby, please. Bring the baby here so I can lay my hands on her. So, Lord, we ask right now that you would have mercy on this poor woman and heal her little baby's eyes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Look, look. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Her eyes are opening! Her eyes are opening!
Praise the Lord! Thank you, Jesus, for answering prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, she's got beautiful blue eyes. Look, she's smiling at you, Mrs. Brandt. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Pastor Wilson?
Yes, Perkins.
Does this change your opinion of Sister Brandt?
Good day, Mr. Perkins.
Pastor Wilson doesn't seem to be too happy about all this, Mr. Brandt.
Well, Mr. Perkins, there are none so blind as those that refuse to see.
Sister Brandt, I think there's going to be a big crowd here tonight after word gets around how you healed that baby's eyes.
Mr. Perkins, I didn't heal that baby. Jesus did.
Hello? Hello, Ruth. Oh, Ruth, this is Janet. I just had to call you to tell you the most wonderful thing has happened. Listen, Lois, I have the most exciting news for you. My baby, she can see.
I was there. I saw it with my own eyes. If you don't believe me, come to church tonight.
A woman preacher? Hilda, wait till I tell Maggie. I'll see you at your church at 7.
With a verse from the book of Psalms. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mrs. Brandt.
Yes?
Mrs. Brandt, I'm Louisa Van Cleef. My husband is Richard Van Cleef, president of Van Cleef Enterprises of New York and Florida.
I'm very pleased to meet you, Mrs. Van Cleef.
Mrs. Brandt, the Lord told me that this little church is too small for such a great woman of God as yourself.
Well, God bless you.
You can hardly fit 50 people in here. There were probably more people standing outside than there were... see. Yes, until we can get a big gospel tabernacle built. I have plans for it already, and it will be able to seat 5,000 people. And with you, Sister Brandt, and God helping us, we'll be able to reach tens of thousands of souls for Jesus and turn Miami right side up for the Lord. We must get to work right away. I've got a meeting with my lawyer and contractor this afternoon.
And so soon they had a tent that held 500, but that couldn't hold them. Then a tent that held 2,000, but that couldn't hold them. And finally they built the tabernacle, in which 5,000 people packed in every night at the heyday of Grandmother's ministry in Miami. A great work of the Lord with tens of thousands saved just before the great crash came. God sometimes turns the wheels of His omnipotence on infinitesimally small things. And that work began on 6 cents and one healing and a little woman who had faith.
I'll say what you want me.